several various scenarios where we spoke about some of the various scenarios where there's a hetzer for yichud. One of them we should mention is the pesach pesuch mishusarabim, or if a person is visible from the mishusarabim. Another hetzer, other thing which exists, is a similar type of idea. Is that somebody could come in. The person could be, there's a yetzer benichnas. So if you have a person who actually does come into this place, that's very good. But say you don't have that. You have an option of giving somebody a key. You give a neighbor a key and say you have permission to come in anytime and come in. So that would be a situation where that's not going to be a problem, because there's somebody coming in. It's not a makom seiser. And they have to be said before, it has to be a makom which is private. It's not a private place. There's other people coming in. It's an interesting point that if you have some type of advanced knowledge that he's coming in, it's not going to be matter, because if the person's doing something, they can correct it before the person enters. So some person say that, let's say you have a closed circuit TV on the outside, you can see the person before he gets in, you can see him coming. So then you would have to turn off, if you want to use that heter, you should have that TV off. You shouldn't have any advance warning that he's going to be entering. So then the person, that's on the makom seiser. That's one type of heter. There's another type of heter, which if there's a young child there, a young child will not be involved in something which is inappropriate. At the same time, a child who is old enough that if something's going on, they could recognize it and tell it over. The person would be embarrassed and uncomfortable to do something because it would be told out to the street. But the general question would say that between the ages of 5 or 6 to the age of 9, such children would be sufficient. So if there's a boy or a girl there to the age of ages of 5 and 9, you're going to be mutter. So one of the ages that you have babysitting situations. You have a boy babysitting for some girl, and you have an older girl and younger girls, so that's okay, because the younger girl is going to be, would be matzal on the older girl. Or vice versa, you have a girl babysitting for some boys, and the oldest boy is 10 years old, but the girl's 16, 17 years old, she's babysitting, but there's younger children, that would be a situation that would be mutter. One more example, we'll give a few more examples for today. One more example is if you have a person there who's not a situation of yichud. A man's with his mother and another woman. A person's with his sister and another woman. So since there's no issue of yichud with his sister or with his daughter or with his mother, a woman with her father, with a brother, with a son, so once they're there, there's no problem in yichud with the second individual. Because there's somebody there who would not be involved in anything and see what's happening, a person would be embarrassed to do anything inappropriate. So those are different cases where there's going to be a heter on yichud. Talk about some more tomorrow, Bezrat Hashem.